Hello to all you wonderful people out there in Radio Land. This is the Crusade Radio again. We'd like to invite you to be with us today. We're going to be speaking with Deborah Highlander, and she has the most magnificent testimony of healing of the Lord. Debbie, we welcome you today, and we'd just like you to feel free to express yourself and tell these wonderful people your experience and how the Lord really touched you and lifted you.
Well, thank you so much, Alva. I truly enjoy you interviewing me, and I do feel as though it is so important that we do share the miracles of God so that people out there in Radio Land are able to hear and to believe, and to believe that they can be healed of anything that ails them, any type of affliction, whether it be mental, physical, spiritual, that our God, our Jesus, is here for us and to heal us.
That's so true, Debbie. In our little church, we're really blessed here at Crusade Church because many of us, practically everyone here, I think, has experienced the dynamic healing of the Lord in many various ways.
Hallelujah.
From babies on up to elder adults like myself.
Absolutely, Alva. And this is not my first miracle, but this is my most recent miracle. This miracle happened to me this February 2nd. Well, actually, my accident happened February 7th, 2006. My miracle happened February 15th. 2006.
We'd just like you to go ahead, Debbie, and tell us just what you experienced from the beginning on through.
I was on my way to services here at the church on Saturday morning. My vision is not very good, so I have some very sweet people that come by and pick me up and bring me to church. On my way out the back door, a puppy got in between my feet, tripped me, and I fell off my porch to land on my side and on my shoulder. My porch is approximately 3 feet high. In landing on my shoulder, I, of course, immediately realized or thought that my shoulder was broken. The people helped get me up, put me in the van, took me to the Dardanelle Hospital. At the Dardanelle Hospital, they x-rayed me, and yes, indeed, my left shoulder was broken in several pieces on the outside or the cusp or the ball, and was also fractured on the inside of the ball underneath my arm.
So the doctor had told you that your arm was shattered, right?
He didn't use the word shattered. What he used was more like fragmented.
Okay.
Or he didn't actually use the word shattered. Okay, so he gave me an injection for pain and gave me a muscle relaxer and sent me home with a stabilizer for my shoulder, and I was to see the orthopedic surgeon on Monday. Which I did. Monday morning, I went in to see Dr. Kelly in Russellville, Arkansas. He, at that time, examined the x-rays, tried to do movements on my arm, but due to the fact that I was in so much pain, was not able to really pick the arm up and rotate it or move it. By looking at the x-rays, he said that he felt as though the ball had not come out of the joint, but that he was not positive about this because I was so uncomfortable that he couldn't palpate. So what he said he would like to do is send me home on some painkillers, send me home on some muscle relaxers, wait 2 weeks, and see, come back and be re-x-rayed at that time, and at that time find out whether my joint was going to continue to stay in the socket or whether it was dislocated. At that time, he would decide whether it would need to be pinned or what need to be done to it. So I told him that I did not want any painkillers or muscle relaxers, and the reason for that is when I broke my neck previously, approximately 5 years ago, I found myself with an addiction to pain medication to the point of where for 4 years straight I was taking 300 pain pills a month.
And that is another testimony that you have of how the Lord delivered you from all of that.
Oh, yes, Selva. That's a long one, but a glorious one. And so I was afraid of the pain medication. I was afraid of the muscle relaxers. And so I went home without any more medication. Now, since my system was so clean and the doctor had given me, I don't know what he gave me, but whatever he gave me, I was very uncomfortable, but I was not to the point of the pain was so excruciating that I couldn't stand it. Well, by Tuesday, the pain was so bad that I didn't feel as though I could bear it. So I called the doctor's office. I asked them if my daughter-in-law, if they would not call out a prescription so my daughter-in-law could go and pick me up some pain medication. It was at that time, that night, that I took two of these, of this pain medication. My body had an extremely adverse reaction to it. I was just ill. And so I cried out. I got through the rest of the night. I got through the rest of the next day. And then that night, whenever I went to bed, I fell off to sleep, but then was awakened with the pain in my shoulder. I couldn't stand it. And so I started crying, and I cried out to God. I said, God, please. I said, take this pain away. I said, because I don't want to take any pain medication. I can't take any pain medication. It crippled my spirit and my soul. And so I cried out. I said, Lord, please take the pain away. And then all of a sudden, I was laying there and I felt a warm sensation in the palm of my hand. It felt very similar to the laser, only not as intense that they used on my eyes whenever I had laser surgery. The laser started in the palm of my hand, went up the inside my arm, traveled up to the ball of my shoulder, encircled the ball of my shoulder, went across and back and forth, went up my neck and out the top of my head. The pain was immediately gone.
Now, was this totally a feeling sensation, or did you see a light, this laser that you're talking about?
No, I did not see a light.
You just felt a warmness.
I felt the light, and I felt, or I thought in my mind, I heard like a bzzz type. And it reminded me of the laser that they used on my eyes. Only it was not as intense. Mm-hmm. It was more gentle.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not actually see a light, no. I felt like it was light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I slept wonderful that night.
Praise
I got
God.
Up the next day, and the pain was still there.
As
the
intense?
Pain was, no. Before, the pain level was like a 10. The pain was very intense. I want to say more on the level of a number 3.
Praise
God.
You
know, it was very, very tolerable. And I thought at that time, I thought, my God, did you heal my shoulder? So I came in, and I think I just discussed it with you, Elva.
Yes, you did.
this was 1 week after the accident, and we had thought about talking about it at that time, but had decided to wait until I went back for my 2 week examination.
To get the doctor's report.
Absolutely. So I went in. They retook the x-rays, the technician did, brought them in. Dr. Kelly and his assistant came in. He switched on the light on the x-ray machine that shows the x-rays. He looks at the x-rays. He didn't say anything. He stood there a minute, and he looks at the x-rays again. And he turned around to me, and his exact words are, "You're healed."
Hallelujah.
I said, "Thank you, Jesus." I said, "Doctor," I said, "do you have a minute?" I said, "Can I tell you what happened?" And he said, "Sit down, dear." So I sat down and I told him the story of what had happened. And he said, "Okay." He said, "I'll give glory to your God." He said, "But you also have to take a little bit of credit." And I said, "For what? 2 weeks?"
Right.
"For laying? For doing nothing?"
Right.
You know, like that. I get no credit. The credit and the glory goes to God.
We're
and
just
goes
the
to
beggars.
Jesus.
We're just the beggars.
Absolutely. And so, Elva, that is my miracle. I sit here today, and yes, my arm is still a little sore. I'm not going to say it is not. But praise God, I sleep. I am using it again. And for an elderly lady... Well, I don't want to say I'm elderly. Okay, kind of an elderly, cute lady. Okay, I'll put that in. That has diabetes and that whose bones take forever to heal.
Right.
I am a walking, talking miracle.
Yes, just like Jesus with the 10 lepers. You know, as you go on your way, you will be healed. One was healed and came back and thanked the Lord, and the other 9 went on their merry way and didn't return to give thanks. But we're both here to praise and give thanks to the Almighty God who loves His children, who loves His people.
Absolutely. And having been healed and delivered by God Almighty Himself before, I do know that you cannot put God in a box.
No, you can't.
And that He is totally capable of taking all pain away or leaving you with a little pain as maybe a remembrance or...
of what He suffered for us.
Exactly. Exactly, Elva. So all the glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Debbie, we appreciate that so much, and I just hope and pray along with you that the people out in Radio Land will understand the message that we're trying to give them, that Jesus cares about them, and He is at every point of need. Whatever their cry is, whatever their hurt is, He is there, ready to lift, to save, and to deliver.
Absolutely, Elva. And all you have to do is just cry out. Cry out to the name of Jesus. And if you truly, in your heart, if you believe, if you want to be delivered, if you want to be healed, it is here for you.
That's right. But we should seek the truth, the whole truth. And as Pastor said to us today, we should be seeking the truth, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Not what we want. We don't want to mold God into our plans, but we want to mold into His plan because
Absolutely.
It's eternal.
Absolutely, Elva. But I do know that for you out there in Radio Land that have not had a relationship with Jesus or with the Father God, take it from a four-generational heathen that never knew anything about Christ. And He's there to give you salvation. So glory be to God.
So sin cannot be too great, but what the Father will hear when you cry out to Him.
Absolutely.
Well, Debbie, it's sure been good talking with you today. And we'll say so long to the people and keep on listening. We'll be back with some more wonderful news. from our Lord. This is Crusade Radio, and this is Elvis Sykes, and thank you for listening.